Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on this very pleasant February morning. It is 55 degrees outside, 9/11. Appreciate you joining in. My guests across the way, I look forward to this show every year because it's one of the most fun activities that I get over the course of the year. It's when I'm joined by Lamar Choate and the kids from the Wayne City History Club. Good morning, Lamar. How you doing?
I am doing great, Bruce. Good morning to you, sir.
And actually, you know, 13 minutes ago, your voice sounded like garbage. And you just, like, over the course, what a professional.
That's what I do.
Unbelievable, the metamorphosis of your voice in the last 10 minutes.
I had radio, television, broadcasting school. I've been taught how to come through.
There it is.
In the clutch. I am a professional at this. It's just been a long time. Let me see
before,
how long.
Before years,
I think, is what
before we do get you off the air at some point today, I'm going to ask Dave Land a question.
Oh, now, every year, you keep baiting me to do a Dave Land impersonation.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to fall for this.
All right. Lamar is he's the sponsor of the Wayne City History Club. He's also a history teacher over at Wayne City High School, and he's brought a bunch of kids to talk about the big trivia contest, Trivia Night, coming up on February 25th. Next Saturday night, we'll talk a lot about that this morning and as we walk through today. Who'd you bring with you? Next to you is the senior of the one of the four kids here, one of the seniors. Introduce yourself. Tell me about all about yourself there, Isaac.
I'm Isaac White. I'm a senior at Wayne City.
Uh-huh.
Where
are you going to go to school?
I plan on going to the Missouri University of Science and Technology for engineering.
Where in the world is that? I've never heard of MoTeC. Do they call that MoTeC, like Caltech, like all the other?
No, it's in Rolla, Missouri.
Oh, no kidding! They've changed that. I know somebody who went there. I didn't think it was called Missouri Institute of Technology.
No, they recently changed the name.
Okay. Well, good. Yeah. When have you already gotten your ACT and you're accepted and all that kind of business?
Yeah.
So you're looking forward. When do you take off?
Around sometime in August. I'm not sure exactly the specific date.
Well, are you looking forward to going to school? What are you going to try to do? What are you going to be at when you get out?
I am wanting to be a civil engineer.
No kidding. You're going to being the civil engineer instead of the engineering hat that you use on the train? Are they going to give you a butternut hat or maybe a blue one?
Well, it's kind of up in the air because depending on what kind of engineer you're going to be, they choose the hat that way.
Great point. So. Great point, Isaac. Thanks very much. Isaac White. Who are your parents, by the way?
Ruthie and Finest White.
Well, say hi to them.
Hi, Dad.
There you go. Next to you is Kyle Sledge. How you doing, Kyle? Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm pretty good.
Kyle, what year are you at school?
I'm a sophomore.
So are you as far along as Isaac in realizing what you want to do and become a civil engineer and all that kind of business?
Not even close.
Now, okay, so what year are you? You said you're a sophomore?
Sophomore, yes.
Tell me a little bit. Now, that's the first year you can get into the History Club, isn't it?
No, we can get in freshman.
Freshman can get in? Okay, so were you there last year too?
Yeah.
What made you decide to join the History Club?
About everybody in our school is in it. And
oh, it's a peer pressure thing.
Yeah. It is. It is. We try to encourage that. You know, I get the seniors who are in it to push the freshmen around a little
bit. Okay, so you tell the freshmen you're going to throw them into a bush.
You need to join, kid. Yeah,
that's what. Well, Isaac, thanks very much. Who's your family?
Rachel.
That's Kyle.
No, sorry,
that
Kyle.
Was Kyle, you said.
My bad. Yeah, my bad.
Rachel and Jeff Sledge are my parents.
Oh, say hello to them for crying out loud.
Hey, Mom and Dad.
There you go. Next to you, the little pistol on the team, we already have determined here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Quinn Kidd to the show. How you doing, Quinn?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. What year are you?
I'm a junior.
Okay, now how long have you been in the History Club?
Since freshman year.
Oh, really? You having a good time?
Yeah.
So how many trips have you taken? I know that we're going to talk a little bit about the activities are. How many trips have you taken or have you taken any with the club?
We went to Springfield last year.
Yeah?
No, we didn't.
I'm kidding.
That's because her name's Quinn Kidd, see? See
Quinn
how that
Kidd,
works?
Yeah, it works out very well like
She's
that.
She's a pistol.
I do remember the Springfield trip.
We did go to Springfield 2 years ago. That would have been your freshman year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
So you forgot.
She never went to Coke.
You forgot the whole year, is what you're telling me.
You guys have forgotten.
I blacked out a little.
Isaac. Isaac, tell them where we went last year.
Isaac, tell us where you went last year.
New Harmony.
New Harmony.
New Harmony. Okay. See, now I like the. I got to tell you, I got to admit, Lamar, I like the trip to Springfield better than New Harmony.
Well, it is, but I want to do at least a different trip every 4 years.
So, Quinn, are you a utopian now or more of a harmonist?
Probably a harmonist.
Okay. Well, that's great. You enjoy the Wayne City History Club. Did you put together the questions?
I didn't, but I
did. You help to? Did you help to?
No.
Not at all? Who put them all together?
Mr. Choate.
Mr. Choate did. Boy, that's a tough work. Let's talk to the person next to you. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the second leading scorer in the history of girls basketball at Wayne City High School, Allison Bass. How you doing, Allison?
I'm good.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to ask Quinn to say hi to her parents. I feel bad now. Quinn, you going to say hi to your parents?
Hi, Mom and Dad.
There you go. Allison, I'm glad you made it. Congratulations on all your success, by the way, at the basketball.
Thank you.
DeAnder would kill me if I hadn't said something like that. Coach Dagg, pardon me. What made you join the History Club? You had to have some kind of rounded out before your basketball took over your life?
Yeah, the seniors actually made me do it freshman year.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's what happens, I tell you.
That does sound like you've been indoctrinated in some way. Have you been in since your freshman year?
Yeah.
So you went to Springfield, presumably.
I guess.
You don't?
You did.
I don't remember, really.
You don't remember the Lincoln Museum?
No.
Oh, yeah, they say, except Allison does not. Maybe you didn't go.
You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
That was did you guys not go to that one?
That trip.
Maybe you only took juniors
and
seniors.
Look, Quinn went, so you guys went. If Quinn went, you went.
Oh, yeah.
It was
yeah.
special invitation.
Yes. Yeah. No, we took two
buses. We took
buses,
our pictures
so.
By Abe's family.
Yes.
In the middle.
So did you go to the, now did you like, I guess, apparently that you didn't really care for the Lincoln Museum maybe as much as the New Harmony thing, right?
I barely remember New Harmony also, so.
I got to tell you, Lamar, the pride must be, you must be swelling with pride right now.
Allison always does that for me.
Yeah, I'm sure she
actually, does. You know, Allison was a good volleyball player, too.
Oh, really? You
know,
she was one of your kids. There you go.
If you look
you on the big softball team, too?
No.
If you look on the IHSA website, you're going to find her name in volleyball and basketball records.
How about that? Well, there you go, Allison. Congrats. Tell me, Allison, where are you going this year?
I'm going to Millikan University to play volleyball.
Well, that's not what I meant, but that's a good answer, too. I was wondering where the club was going to go.
Oh,
Well, don't tell her.
She doesn't know. We just talked about it 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
You can do this, Allison. Come on.
We're going to the Louisville Slugging Museum.
I love it. Exactly right. Yeah.
Well, we're going to Louisville.
And
tell me about you. So, will you prefer volleyball to basketball?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't really know. It's because Mr. Choate.
Yeah, I'll see.
I got to tell you, Deirdre's not going to be happy to find out that you're cooler than her.
Well, she knew it. She already knew it.
All right, all right. So, you know, we're going to talk about the trivia stuff and all that kind of thing in just a little bit. Tell me a little bit about Louisville. Tell me about the trip you've got planned for the kids.
Well, we've got planned, and we're just finalizing. Here's what we hope to do.
Uh-huh.
A couple places have to touch, you know, get back to me. But we're going to go to Churchill Downs. I think that's going to be our first stop. And I think
will it be? When do you plan on going?
You know what? That's the one thing I forgot to do. I think we're going a couple weeks before the Derby. So.
Oh, so they won't have live racing yet?
I don't think so. No.
Boy, that is a shame.
I know. We're gonna get a nice tour out of it, though.
We see now. The cool part is, folks might think Churchill Downs History Club. Why would we go to a racetrack? It's a 150-year-old racetrack.
It is a 150-year-old racetrack. It's got a lot of history there, and. I think it's going to be very neat. I think the students are going to really enjoy that.
That plus what?
Louisville Slugger Museum, as Allison mentioned.
Have you been there?
I have.
Yeah.
That's really cool, isn't it?
It is. I enjoy it. Yeah.
Have either of you been to this Louisville Slugger? You've been to Louisville Slugger. What'd you think of it, Isaac?
It was pretty neat.
Are you telling all your classmates and all your club member friends that, hey, this is the place to go?
Well, they're all pretty much going to go anyway, so I don't have to say a whole lot.
See there?
I do see that. Yeah. I see why he's an engineer.
Yeah, that's right.
He's very cogent.
He's also the president.
You're the president. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Is this your officer crew?
This is the officer club.
Well, tell me your slate of officers here, Isaac.
Well, I am the president, like you said. Quinn Kidd is our vice president.
So she's ready to leap into action if something happens to you.
Yeah.
I make sure he's doing his job.
There you go.
That's my job.
Yeah, we always need that. We always need that. Tell me what Kyle does.
Yeah, Kyle.
He had to ask.
Kyle is our secretary. I was just making sure.
Okay, all right.
And Allison is our treasurer.
Well, so you're in charge of the money, Allison?
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
Really good.
You got a bunch of funds raised for the trip yet?
Yep.
Yeah, so far we're doing pretty good. But
I was asking her, Lamar.
Why we have a trivia night.
That's why we have a trivia night. We're going to talk about the trivia night and everything that's going on with the Wayne City History Club with Lamar Choate, the sponsor. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Through the city on a 4th of July, had a firecracker waiting to blow, breaking like a rifle who was making his way to the cities of Mexico. Living in a apartment out on Avenue A, had a tar on a corner of town. Had myself a lover who was finer than gold, but I've been broken, I've been busted up since. Love don't play any games with me anymore like she did before. She left me right out there through the door. Hell, I still love you, New York. Found myself a picture that would fit in the folds of my wallet and it stayed pretty good. Still amazed I wasn't losing on a loop of the face when I was drunk and I was thinking of you. Every day the children, they were singing the tunes out on the streets and you could hear from inside. Used to take the subway on a house in the third. I would wait for you and not try to hide. Love won't play any games with you anymore if you don't want them to. The world won't wait to watch you shake. But honey, I don't blame you. Hell, I still love you, New York. Hell, I still love you, New York. New York.
What up, folks? Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 at WFIW FM. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guests across the way, Lamar Choate, he's the sponsor for the Wayne City History Club. Also, he brought four kids with him, members of the Wayne City History Club, Isaac White, along with Kyle Sledge, Quinn Kidd, and Allison Bass, a slew of kids from Wayne City. They have, now, Isaac, tell me this next Saturday night, a week from Saturday, what is going on that you guys are raising funds?
We are having our trivia night. Uh-huh. It's where you get a team of up to 10 members,
okay,
and you go in and compete with each other on trivia questions.
All right. Now, you've been involved in this since your freshman year. You're a senior now, president of the club, right?
Yes.
You've been involved since your freshman year?
Yeah.
For the most part?
More or less.
And so is this the fourth annual or the third annual? It's the fourth.
Yeah.
This is the fourth because my teams have won twice and we got beat one year. I'm very angry. I'm still bitter. Nah. I'm not that bitter. I'm just teasing. But you were there when you saw my team lose and you realized it would never happen again, I guess, right?
I guess. Well, I mean, I guess it won't happen again if you don't have a team. So.
Well, that's the thing. I can't be there this weekend. I can't be there next weekend. So I'm telling that right now, telling all the rest of the people in the world. I am just the worst person in the world, aren't I, Lamar?
No.
Close.
No, no, you're not, Bruce. Really, you're not. And
you interrupted Isaac. I was going to get back to what's going on.
Ask me a question.
Okay, Isaac, tell me about give me the where's and what for's of next Saturday night's big trivia contest.
Well, the doors open at 6 at the high school, okay. And the trivia starts at 7.
And I can have teams of 10, right?
Yes.
All right. Doesn't have to be 10, but up to 10.
Mm, correct.
Either way, it's the same amount per table, right?
Yeah, it's $100 per table.
Okay.
And so you can split that up amongst whoever's attending.
Uh-huh.
There are door prizes that throughout the night they give away.
See, now that's the cool part. You guys are giving away a ton of door prizes throughout the entire night. In between every round probably, right? Mm-hmm. Aren't you
yes.
drawing names?
Right.
So who are some of your sponsors who've donated and some of the other folks who are going to be donated? Isaac basically says, you take that one, Lamar.
I have got, first of all, they're donating today, first of all, for Saturday night. We have got merchants from Wayne City and Fairfield and the area in general who donate, and they've been fantastic. I was looking at the list from last year. There's maybe 50.
Wow.
Businesses who donated last year, and you know, even if it's, you know, some donate small things, some donate large things, but they really have been generous to us, and we're so thankful. If I start listing them, I'm afraid I'm going to forget some great ones, but you just name a business in Wayne City, they probably donated to us at one time or another over the past couple of years. It's really been fantastic.
Well, and, you know, and not only do they donate prizes, a lot, you've got folks out there that donate food.
They do.
And donate drinks.
They've donated baskets for silent auctions. And they have, but they formed teams and put them in there too. So.
I interrupted you earlier, Lamar, when we were talking about the different things going on the trip to Louisville.
Yes.
This is not a cheap deal, is it? I mean, this takes a little bit of money to put together, and this is a great cause to send these kids to Louisville.
It's really cool.
It's not just a history. I mean, you folks might think you're sending over there to take a look at a 60-foot-tall bat, which we are.
Yes.
Which is the coolest thing.
That is very cool. You know, it's turned out, this is funny, this one kind of turned out to be a themed trip. Usually our trips, you know, they're always about history. This one turned out to be about sports history, and it wasn't even a conscious effort on my part, but we're doing Churchill Downs in the morning. We're doing Louisville Slugger. We're going to go down to, I think they call it Louisville Live. It's the downtown district.
It's the 4th Street, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where they'll get some lunch and just look
great
around.
Places down there for lunch. Hang around.
Yes.
May not have it now, but they used to have a artificial ice skating rink there.
Well, if they do, we will find
probably
it.
Won't have it in May.
Got it.
Or in April.
And then we're planning on finishing the day at the Muhammad Ali Center. So we're really excited about that.
What made you want to go to the Muhammad Ali Center? I'm intrigued by this.
It was recommended to me by a person I was talking to, and they said they'd been there, and they thought it was full of great history.
When did that open?
I don't know. I don't know much about it. I've never been. I've just driven by it whenever we went. I've seen it from the interstate.
I've stayed in Louisville in the last year or two, couple of years, and I'd forgotten all about it.
Yeah.
I was about a block away from the Louisville 4th Street thing there, and to the Muhammad Ali Center, you're not going to need to get back in the bus.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You're basically walking the kids from one thing to the other.
Pretty much could, yeah. Yeah.
Now, granted, the Louisville Slugger's a distance out.
It is. But
and the Churchill Downs farther
actually,
than that.
Actually, Louisville Slugger's not too far away from that 4th Street either, really. We could probably park the buses in a strategic location.
I must ask you if you have, if the History Club, and the reason I know this is I watched some TV show 15 years ago, and it intrigued me. The downtown Louisville, you know, all these buildings, a lot of the buildings, the old buildings in downtown Louisville, instead of being masonry, do you know what they're made of?
No, what?
Iron.
Is that right?
The front of them are iron. You guys will see when you're walking downtown. I got to tell you, Lamar, these kids are looking at me with, what are you talking about?
Yeah, well.
Louisville used to be an old...
Welcome to my world.
Good to be there. But Louisville used to be an old iron manufacturing center.
Well, that is true.
And they built the downtown instead of using brick that might decay with the river and of course humid area. They had all this iron thrown around and they just went ahead and threw the iron up.
There you go.
So whenever your kids are walking downtown, I'm telling you, when you're walking by a building and it looks like it's painted brick or something, or it looks like it's painted stone, just knock on it. It'll be iron.
And you can do that, guys, in front of your fellow History Club members and go, hey, this is iron. They're going to be impressed. And you can just say a little quiet, thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce. Yeah, just say that to yourself. You don't need to tell everybody else where you learned that.
He doesn't care.
You guys keep that one for yourself.
I am excited to go to Muhammad Ali Center because I've heard that it's rich in history. It talks about his effect on history. So I think that'll
His effect on civil rights.
Exactly.
As well as his effect.
Discussions on Vietnam and all sorts of things.
So. Yeah. Do you guys... now I know Muhammad Ali passed away last year. Would any of you guys do any? And I presume that it's not part of class.
No,
it's not part of the curriculum.
It is.
Do you guys know much about? Do any of you do any teenagers know much about Muhammad Ali? What he did in the 60s, 70s, and 80s? Other than he was a good fighter. Let's talk to the senior. He might have a clue. The senior, the engineer, I'm guessing, is the only person here who even knew much about Muhammad Ali. Do you know much about him, Isaac?
I know some. Probably not as much as I will after I
certainly.
Go there.
Yeah,
but
certainly. But are you a fight fan?
Not very much.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
You'll have a good time learning about it. Well, you know, that's the fun part. Who all has – you said you've been to the Louisville Slugger, right?
I have.
Do any of you guys play baseball, Kyle, Quinn, or softball? They let you, by the way, you get to stand in against a 100-mile-an-hour pitch at the Louisville Slugger facility. Did you stand in when you were there, Isaac?
I didn't, but I saw people there that were doing it. It was pretty neat.
That thing comes by pretty fast, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's always a good time. That's always a good. What is the history of Louisville Slugger, by the way? I'm trying to think of the historical significance of the Slugger.
Well, it's just the history of baseball. They've got old bats up there. And
well, that's right. They do have they probably got Ty Cobb's bat.
Yeah. I think it's probably being called a museum, actually.
Yeah. Well, they have the museum there plus the manufacturing facility.
Right.
That's really cool. Do you want to ask a question now? Or how many questions did you bring for me?
We brought dozens. We are armed for bear.
You did not bring that many questions for me. Whenever you're putting together the questions, you've got 100 questions. You've got 100 questions that you are going to...
Quinn, ask him a music question, Quinn.
Alrighty. Quinn, are you going to ask me a music question? Okay, well, I've got the big slew of music here that I can play whatever you ask. Maybe.
Who wrote and first recorded the song Blue Suede Shoes in 1955?
That's a great question, you know, and the answer, you know, I'm going to get it wrong, but there must be a trick question for you to ask me this question.
Because there's nothing trick about it.
It should be Carl Perkins.
Very straightforward question.
It should be Carl Perkins.
It is Carl Perkins.
Okay, yeah, Carl Perkins.
There you go.
That's Carl Perkins.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you. Oh. You started me off with the softball, and I was trying to make it tougher.
I know it. You actually broke a sweat on that one.
Well, I did. That's the thing about this trivia contest. The questions, Lamar, you write the questions. Let's talk about the questions a little bit.
Okay.
You write the questions to be accessible, don't you? But to also be somewhat difficult, right?
I think have a mix.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is your target?
To me, you've got to have a mix. You've got to have a mix of questions that are what I would say fair for the average person.
Uh-huh.
And also a few questions to separate the big teams from everybody else.
Yeah.
And to make it a challenge. I don't think it's very fun if all the questions were real easy. It's probably not very fun if all the questions were difficult, but you know one thing about it. Every question's easy if you know the answer.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's why I broke into a sweat, because I knew the answer to that, but I didn't. I thought you were trying to trick me.
Not at all. Throw him another one real quick here, Quinn. Or Allison, throw him one. Yeah.
Move the microphone.
Move that microphone over there, Allison. Give him pick a question. Let's see how he does.
What was the number one selling album of 2016?
That's the cool part. I was going to use that on my quiz.
Oh, I'm sorry about
that. You've messed up my questions now.
Again, a pretty easy question, I think,
but
if you're aware.
The tricky question of this is it was also the number one album of 2015.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry that you could have used that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was released for only like 6 weeks in 2015, and it was the top-selling album. Adele 25.
Adele 25 by Adele. Yeah. Very good.
25 by Adele was also the top-selling album of 2015.
Okay, now hand me that.
Yeah, he's going to look for a good one.
Oh, no, I know where it's at.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show. We're talking with the Wayne City History Club. They got a big trivia contest coming on Saturday night. Should be just a bale of fun. And we'll be back with more on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM and FM, WFIW, Fairfield, Illinois, after these. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. I do appreciate you tuning in this morning. We've got I've got kids from the Wayne City History Club here. We're talking about all kinds of things. They've got a big trip set for Louisville coming up in April, and they're trying to pay for it right now as they're going to have a big trivia night. You know, I presume, Isaac, you're taking ghost teams as well, aren't you? If somebody can't put together a team, but they want to make a donation, that's a possibility of cash.
Well, donations are always accepted.
Donations are always cheerfully accepted. Did anybody put together ghost teams, though?
Not that I know of.
Well, I might have to do that this year. I feel bad that I do feel terrible, Isaac, that I can't be there this year. You going to be okay?
I think we'll pull through.
All right. Well, that's good.
We may just have an empty seat there to everybody. Kind of the missing man formation.
That's not a bad idea. I like the thought. That's very like the airplanes flying across, right? The missing man.
Exactly. We have got.
Tell me some questions. Give me some questions here. We got about 10 minutes left on the show here. So, and
I'll give you another music question.
You're going to give me another music question.
All and right. Then I'm going to give you a sports question. Fire. And then we're going to throw it over to Kyle, who's got an interesting category for you that I've played around with.
Is this a rejected category?
It is. It is, yes, it is a rejected category, but I still love it. I just threw it out. Okay, but anyway, here we go. Music.
Music.
Now, we're back to the best-selling albums of 2016.
Okay, this is not going to be easy on me.
This actually ended up number 13 on the list.
Okay.
13th best-selling album.
You know, people, that's the thing. Folks don't buy albums anymore, Lamar.
Well,
apparently they are,
and they're downloading them.
Oh, okay, so this counts as a download.
This is RIAA. And right. So they count downloads and actual hard copy sales.
I got you.
This was 13th.
Mumford & Sons.
This was 13th on the album list for 2016. Yet this album was actually first produced in 1984. Oh, yeah. Now see, 84 should be.
Okay.
That should be new wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's Purple Rain.
It is Purple Rain,
ladies and gentlemen. Yeah,
man.
See, I'm surprised you didn't use that one. That's a great. One.
It is a good question.
That's a really. Wish, you know, if the questions you're not going to use, you might need to like hand them my direction, since I've got to put one of these things together for in about 2 weeks too.
Yes. Well, I might.
Well, especially, yeah. Okay. All right, now you've got one more question for me.
I'm going to do a sports one for you because you're a sports guy. Presidential ceremonial pitches have been a tradition
in
Major League Baseball.
Certainly.
Since opening day of 1910.
How is Donald Trump going to get his little hand around a baseball?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that right now. But I tell you what, if he does, it'll be fantastic. It'll be the best. It'll be the best opening pitch ever.
That's exactly right.
Now, I just gave you the hint that is the best of all time. Okay. 1910 season. So who was the first president to do it?
Well, if it happened in 1910, it would have been William Howard Taft.
It would have had to be William Howard Taft. Okay, that was simple.
Sure.
Who's the only president since William Howard Taft to never throw out a first pitch?
To never throw out a first pitch. That's great question.
I got him.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I'm going to get this. Hoover.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Mm-hmm. I told you I got you.
Hold on a second. Calvin Coolidge.
You know, if he didn't keeps like guessing, baseball. Eventually the law of averages.
It's Calvin Coolidge. I know
not
it is.
Calvin. Silent Cal actually did throw out a pitch.
Silent Calvin threw out. Well, see, now that was. I guess that's kind of stupid on my part because that was while it was still the heyday of the national pastime. Hey, if you're going to do that, Kennedy. You think Kennedy? I'm giving
not
a
JFK,
hit.
No.
But no, it's not JFK.
Boy, you're flat. See, I knew I had you on this.
Oh one. Man, I'm going to get this. How about Nixon? Because he liked football.
No, Nixon threw out a pitch.
Well, see, he
threw out a couple of first pitches. Yeah, yeah,
you knew he had to throw out pitches because he was the sports guy. Well, FDR, you got to figure that they would have dragged him.
I actually have seen a film of FDR throwing out one.
He did it like right before he passed away, Yankee Stadium or something like that. About 2 weeks before he died.
Yeah. I knew
tough.
I had you on it.
It's not going to be Gerald Ford since he was only there 2 years.
Gerald Ford was an athlete, too, despite Chevy Chase's portrayals.
Yeah, he was All-American.
Yes.
He was an All-American football player.
And you know.
All right, who was it and why? Who was it and why didn't he throw out a pitch?
I don't know the why. It was Jimmy Carter.
Maybe because he was unpopular.
Maybe because he's just not. I don't know. I don't know, but he never threw out a first
pitch. Why wouldn't Jimmy Carter throw it out? Because you've got peanuts at every game.
He got the Atlanta Braves. I mean, it's not like his home state.
He was like a part owner before. I think Ted let him in on a little of it.
He never threw out an open.
I am astonished by that. That's a great question.
I was too. That's why I knew it would fool you.
That's a great question. Wow. Kyle Sledge. See if you can beat that. Hey, by the way.
Kyle's got the topic.
By the way, before we do get the question from Kyle, describe this T-shirt. And will this be available at the...
This is available for sale.
This is
available
for sale.
We always have available for sale. New Club T-shirt. Kyle is sporting it. It's too bad. This is not television.
They have new History Club T-shirts every year. And your kids, they go beyond the call in trying to make clever T-shirts. And does it say anything on the back, or is it just...
It has a victory sign on the back with the signatures of the club members.
That's cool. All right. Please describe this, unless you want me to.
You describe it. Go ahead.
Well, I do play-by-play for a living. Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Sledge wearing a gorgeous navy blue T-shirt. Royal blue, I'd guess.
Actually, we call that antique royal.
That's antique royal? Okay, royal.
Every one of our shirts are antique.
It's because you're a history club, Lamar.
The history club.
Across the top of it, it's like a piece of paper, and it's got scissors beat paper with pictures underneath. One picture of Winston Churchill holding up the V sign for victory. Scissors beat paper. Paper is Adolf Hitler doing the Sieg Heil.
Yes.
With holding his hand out like a paper.
Yes.
So scissors beats paper. I got to tell you, that's the best, most clever history shirt I've seen in a long time.
We're proud of our shirts.
You should be proud.
We like this one.
You should be and devilishly proud. And these are going to be for sale. How much are you selling these for?
$10.
$50 a piece. That's worth that is a $50 T-shirt.
Oh,
right
you
there.
Might think that, but no. If you're at the Trivia Club night, it's $10 per person.
Only $10
only
a person.
$10, how about and we have a variety of sizes.
How about,
to fit
I was
going to
say, do you have a like a 4, 5, 6, 10X for me or something?
Like you go up to at least 3X.
Okay. Well, could you have one made if I threw you like $15 or
$20?
I probably have to throw you some money for a ghost team anyway.
I can make that happen.
I feel bad about that. I just feel terrible.
I know.
Maybe my mom throw some of my mom's birthday money your direction.
I don't want you to do that.
You don't want that? All right, Kyle.
Kyle's got a great
Kyle,
topic.
Kyle, give me a question. Lean into that microphone.
Kyle, tell him what the topic
Speak
is.
Speak out loud first, Kyle. Give me a big old full voice.
All right. So
full voice, Kyle.
The topic is fictional addresses.
Fictional addresses.
Fictional addresses. 221 B Baker Street.
Well, it's on there, but he's not going to ask you that
one. Okay. All right. No, he's not.
All right, so the address is Cemetery Ridge, USA.
That's the Munsters. Is that, hold on, that's the Adams family.
Yes.
Okay, oh, man, how did I get that wrong? I'm trying to remember what the Munsters was.
I don't know.
Well, I knew it was one. You know, it could only be two, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, you know, other than Cemetery Ridge is also Gettysburg.
It's a Gettysburg. That's true.
Yes, sir. Kyle, what you got next?
All right. It's 730 Knapp Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
How do you spell Knapp?
K-N-A-P-P.
That's where Laverne and Shirley lived.
It is.
Excellent job. Excellent job, Bruce. That was a nice call.
Yeah, Carmine. Did Carmine live there, too? What was Carmine in that show? He was like Shirley's boyfriend or something like that. All right, there's the question. Before he gets to the next question, that's a TV show question. Do you have a category again dedicated to one particular TV show? Because I must tell you, when you did that 2 years ago, I'm still that's why I'm bitter about that game.
Was that Andy Griffith?
That was the Andy Griffith show category. It was incredibly tough, ladies and gentlemen. It was fair.
You know
it
what?
Was fair.
You've got to be with Andy Griffith. I think you have to turn it up because there are Andy Griffith.
You had people who went 10 for 10 in that category.
Aficionados, yes.
And my group, God bless him, Tom Levine's over there. He got like 8 of the questions right, and I talked him out of them. That's just the worst thing in the world. Kyle, what you got next for me, baby?
The Cupboard Under the Stairs, 4 Privet Drive, Little Winging, Surrey.
I'm assuming that would be something with Harry Potter, but is that where the wand store was or something like that?
It's Harry Potter.
That's Harry's address?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that was at his uncle's house, right? He lived in the cupboard.
House, yeah.
All right. You know, that's the thing. I never read those books.
Oh, I did, actually.
Have you?
Yes,
I did. What'd you think?
I enjoyed them.
Yeah. So are you looking forward to this Mick Jagger thing?
I don't know what you're talking
about. You didn't hear me mention that on the show. Mick Jagger wrote an autobiography back in the early 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And it has come to light, and they have the publisher has it. He has presented it to Mick Jagger for verification. Mick Jagger looked at it. I don't recall writing an autobiography in the mid 80s.
That's a fantastic answer.
75,000 words he wrote, and then he got to looking at it. He said, oh, yeah, I wrote this. He was reminded of it while he was reading it, but he's not going to put it out.
Oh, well.
See, now there's going to be one of the long-lost autobiographies. What you got, Kyle?
That's funny.
704 Hauser Street, New York City, New York.
That's a great one. Ellery Queen.
No.
Nope.
Too tough.
I know this one.
You know this one? What's this one?
I knew this
one. See, I'm not going to get this one.
It's Archie Bunker, isn't it?
Is that Archie Bunker Street? That's H-A-U-S-E-R, isn't it? I kept thinking H-O-U-S.
There you go.
Gosh darn it. Yeah, that's in Queens. Now, if you'd have said Queens, I might have got it. But New York, I didn't get it. But no, nice question. What else you got there did you want to ask me, Kyle?
518 Crestview Drive, Beverly Hills, California.
That's where Beverly Hillbillies lived.
The Clampets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, did we have some miscellaneous questions over there before the show ends?
Quinn, ask me a question. By the way, Isaac White's here along with Kyle Sledge, Quinn Kidd, and Allison Bass. And they are officers of the Wayne City History Club. They do a great job. Wayne City History Club going to Louisville here in a few months, and their History Club Trivia Night, February 25th, 2017. Doors at 6. Quiz starts at 7. If you want more information, do you guys have Facebook or anything like that? What do you got going there?
We actually don't, but you can always
call. You had something online before where folks could get on and register.
We have a little bit. We don't this time. And so you just, when you register.
Did it go down with the new school, with the old school? That was with the old school.
That was with the old school. Yeah. It went away with the...
It got destroyed.
The wrecking ball.
The wrecking ball. Hey, when it went to the school, it hit the site too,
I guess. That's right.
And
we're going to be in the performance gym. That is the
East Gym.
Junior High Gym.
So if you're parking, you might consider parking on the back side.
You could. We'll have doors open on both sides. But
okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. What you got there for me, Quinn? Come on, baby. Hit me.
What president is featured in the musical Annie?
Oh, that's FDR. That's a great question, though. That's a great
You're
question.
Correct.
Yeah, Franklin Roosevelt. Allison, you got one for me?
Yes, sure. She does.
Allison, scoot that thing.
That mic is...
It is louder than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It's louder than I thought it'd be, but that's fine. That's good. See, that way, you got a loud obnoxious noise before we get to hear the dulcet tones of Allison Bass.
Who was attributed with saying the following? I don't know who my grandfather was. I am much more concerned to know who his grandson will be.
That's a good one too. I'm thinking like a Frederick Douglass or a Malcolm X. I'm guessing Malcolm X.
No.
Who was it?
Abe Lincoln.
Are you kidding me? Come on! How could I get that wrong? That far wrong?
Let me tell you something. If it's quotes and you're in doubt, you've got Churchill, Lincoln, Gandhi. Go with one of the three.
Right there, ladies and gentlemen, the advice from the master. Lamar, thank you so much for bringing the kids on today. I really do appreciate it.
I appreciate you having us.
You bet. You guys do a great job, and I appreciate you changing the day, too. Again, the History Club Trivia Night is next Saturday, February 25th. Doors open at 6, quiz at 7, $100 a team. By golly, put a team together, have some fun. Should be a wonderful time. Guys, thanks so much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Have a great day. That's the Bruce Dickey Show. See y'all on Monday.